a Gilmore Girls rewatch with Steph and
Sue.
All right. Okay.
You.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired.
Sloopy.
Hello. Welcome. Sorry it took us so long to talk to you again. We've missed you.
Yeah, it's been a busy few weeks. Finished up the school year. Moved into mom's house. Like, I'm officially there now.
Are you zoned out?
I
was listening to you.
Okay.
I mean, nothing much has been going on with me. Life is a little bit busier for me, but...
Oh, we're recording in Susan's apartment, and so random noises you hear.
Yeah.
Are the people who live here.
And that's where we'll be recording from now on, probably.
For a while, at least.
So,
Yeah.
You tend to hear a lot of random things here. It's an old house, so you can hear a lot, but...
All right, so this week we're going to be covering episodes 17, 18, and 19. Woo-hoo. So, The Breakup, Part 2, The Third Lorelei, and Emily in Wonderland. So, these were three...
They're like rising climax episodes.
Yeah, like there are parts of them that I really like. Of each of these episodes, and then there are parts that I'm like, oh my gosh, is this over yet? So, episode 17, The Breakup Part 2, we open up this scene right where we left off in episode 16 with Rory coming into the house and saying that she just broke up, or that they just broke up, her and Dean, and Lorelai doesn't understand what's going on. She is asking for details. And Rory's rambling, really.
And then she says, like, randomly, I forgot your meatball.
Yeah. Lorelai says that she knows that there is more that happened. And Rory asks something along the way, how do you know there's more that happened? There's nothing more that happened. And Lorelai says, I've read all the Nancy Drew books. And as a Nancy Drew fan, I appreciate that she's read all the Nancy Drew books. Anyways, so Rory starts boxing up everything that reminds her of Dean, everything that she, like, her chicken, stuffed chicken?
It's a turkey.
Turkey, whatever.
So, yeah, she's...
Because we know that, like, this whole thing, this breakup
is because of her. Well, not really.
Not really, agree.
I
mean,
she didn't say I love you. A big what.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I have a huge problem.
But, like, surface level, it's her fault they broke up.
Yeah, like, they wouldn't be broken up if she had said probably something. She didn't say anything, really.
I feel like if she would have said something like, thank you, like, for expressing your feelings to me. I'm not quite there yet, but I really do like you a lot.
Yeah.
And I can see it going in that direction.
Or it's really hard for me to say those words because of my background.
Well, I don't think she even knows that, but...
Well... Anyways. So Rory asked Lorelai to get rid of this box of all the Dean things, the Dean box. Lorelai does not throw the box away. Lorelai hides the box in a closet. And then we come to the next morning. Rory wakes up early with a list of things that she wants to do that weekend. Of all the things that they say they're going to do on the weekend, but they never do on the weekend because on the weekend they don't want to do anything. So it's this list of, like, chores, basically. Lorelai is extremely worried about Rory and tells her that she needs to wallow.
Yeah.
That she just needs to
She's very preoccupied with Rory wallowing.
Rory wants to avoid any way she could run into Dean, so they end up going through, like, the trash to get to Luke's. It's a whole thing.
Not very healthy.
What's not healthy? Eating at Luke's?
No.
Going through the trash?
No.
Or the whole way to deal with the situation?
Yeah, the whole way she's dealing with the situation. And, you know, I get not wallowing at first. I get she needs to, you know, go through her own steps of grief or whatever. Like, right now it's avoidance, I guess, if you follow the stages of grief. But, her trying to avoid Dean, like, that's stupid. You live in a small town. You're not going to avoid this guy that works where you shop. He lives and goes to... You can't just do that. And, like, she's cutting off every single way, like, making it impossible. Eat some ice cream and wallow. You can't have it both ways,
yeah.
honey bunny.
So Lorelai's, they walk into Luke's, and Lorelai starts looking around. She's like, I don't know any of these people because it's the 6 a.m. crowd. And evidently, there's a whole group of people that live in Stars Hollow that she just doesn't even know. So she also runs into Rachel, who says that she's going to be hanging around for a while. Lorelai then goes and talks to Luke and tells him about the breakup, and he's angry about it. And then she goes back to the table, and Kirk is telling Rory that he never liked Dean, that he hated his floppy hair.
I thought it was pretty cool, though, how the town rallies against her.
Against.
For her.
For her. Against for Dean, her. Yeah.
I think I wrote rallies against her, but, you know.
Rory compares her and Dean to Lorelai and Max and says, well, did wallowing help you get over Max? And Lorelai, and, you know, when, how long did it take you? And Lorelai doesn't answer because she's not over Max, basically. Dean is walking to Luke's, and Luke sees him from afar, walks out of the diner, and stops him, freaks out on him, and they scuffle outside.
You were at scuffle? I said tussle.
They scuffle, or tussle.
Tussle's the actual word you were looking.
No, I was looking for scuffle. Tussle's a weird word. I've never used
tussle. I've never used scuffle, unless I'm referring to scuttle and can't think of his name.
No, scuffle. Okay. Anyways, okay.
Scuffle.
Yeah, scuffle. Isn't that a word?
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up. Keep talking.
So, yeah, they get into a tussle. And, like, why is this grown man fighting with this young boy?
Yes,
like,
scuffle, a short, confused fight or struggle at close quarters.
Okay, so look up tussle.
That was the word I was looking for.
So then, Rory, well...
Okay,
what I noticed
tussle, a vigorous struggle or scuffle, typically in order to obtain or achieve something.
So mine's more accurate.
Engage in a vigorous, and to use it as a verb, is to engage in a vigorous struggle or scuffle.
So mine's more accurate.
No, mine is, because your word is...
mine's vicious, a vicious scuffle.
I don't think it was vicious.
It was vicious.
I didn't think it was vicious. I thought it was inappropriate because you've got this grown man trying to beat up this kid. And yeah, the kid is like 6'3", but still, he's supposed to be, and he, you know,
right,
he's not
a kid,
minor. An adult.
Like, you can
in
get
real life.
Arrested for what you're doing.
Correct. Later. So Lorelai has to come out and break them up.
And then Rory and Dean see each other, and he avoids eye contact, and Rory gets more down. And then Lorelai notices that Rory's, like, really upset, and Lorelai then succumbs to the list, and she says, all right, where's the list?
Yeah. So they end up going about their day. When they get home, Babette comes over to talk to Rory. Lorelai runs interference. Rory starts to do her homework, but she sees a flyer for Madeline's party and tells
Lorelai. No, you didn't notice. So she hears Babette and Mom talking, and she starts to get upset again, and then she opens up her school book to start studying, and then she finds the flyer for Madeline's party.
So, she tells Lorelai that she's going to go to this party. Lorelai says you need to take Lane with you, so at least there's somebody there
smart
that you like.
Move.
Yes.
Who would go to a party by themselves anyway?
I don't know. Well, it's her school friends.
No, I wouldn't go by myself.
Well, because she's definitely not meeting someone there. Like,
yeah.
It's Paris, like, who's funny throughout this party. It cracks me up. Lorelai tells them that they need to go through the sock drawers because rich people have hilarious sock drawers, which I thought was an amusing anecdote. And if I ever go into a rich person's house, I'm definitely going to look in their sock drawers.
Do I know any rich people?
No, I don't.
Do I know any rich people? I don't think I do.
So... Lorelai, we find out, has a Max box, just like Rory had a Dean box. And Lorelai goes over to Suki's house. Jackson is making Suki dinner. This is an amusing little scene, because Suki is freaking out because Jackson is in her kitchen and making her dinner, and she's like, you're using the wrong pan or whatever. I don't know anything about cooking. But anyway, so she's freaking out. And Jackson's like, when somebody is trying to do something nice for you because you are a chef and you are cooking all day and they want to cook for you, you are supposed to sit down and let them do it. And she's like, but I was. And he goes, no, you weren't. Lorelai wants to borrow Suki's car because she gave Rory her car to go to this party. She wants to go see Max. She isn't over him. Then we can flip to the party. And Lane freaks out over the house and, like, talking about how big it is. Tristan and his girlfriend, Summer, are fighting. And basically they're fighting throughout this whole house. Like, they just keep walking around fighting.
And he's almost, like, following her around like a little puppy dog. Yes. It's almost, like, sad. It's like, you lost all your appeal because you became, like, this doormat.
Correct. And I think that this points to, like, I wish that Chad Michael Murray was on the show longer as Tristan, because I think that there's a lot that you could have gotten into mm-hmm. with his character that we don't. Like, yeah. Why is he being like this? Like, he's super cocky. And I think, spoiler alert, we get to this. I personally think that the character of Logan is basically very similar to Tristan. Mm-hmm. When we get to season 5 and we meet Logan, I think a lot of the characteristics that I've gotten to and a lot of the background that I wish we had learned about Tristan, I think they attribute to Logan.
We both really like Tristan.
Yeah.
Except that we both don't really like Chad Michael Murray.
Ew. Correct.
How dare he cheat on
Sophia Bush. So I think he's a much better person now. Like, he's seen, from things that I've seen of him, like, recently. He's in a
commercial right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen it on Hulu.
Okay. Anyways, Paris, we find out that Paris wants to do cancer research when she gets older, that her mom has basically told her she has to stay at this party until 10:30.
Yeah, because she's not social enough.
So she's, like, constantly checking her watch.
It's hilarious.
A Korean boy, as Lane says, the one Korean boy at this party, asks, like, zones in on her and asks her to dance. At Max's house, we see that they agree that nothing's changed since the time that they parted ways, but they go on to hook up anyway.
They seem to be working it out.
Rory ends up finding, Lane is very happy with Henry.
Henry is a Korean boy that she knows that her parents will love because he will be a Korean doctor one day.
And he goes to church every Sunday and helps lead in Bible study and all these things.
She's funny this whole episode because she's like, well, how am I falling for a guy that my parents would approve of?
Yeah.
And
parents. Yeah.
Not just Mrs. Kim or mom.
Yeah. Rory finds a place to read because,
brought him up to a party.
So Lane is occupied. Paris finds her and says, what time is it? My watch broke. And Rory says it's 10:35 and she bolts out. So Rory finds a place to sit down and read. As soon as she sits down, Summer and Tristan come through and they're fighting and arguing again because she was in the bathroom with some other guy. No.
I was playing my Kim Kardashian game at that point.
I'm judging that. Okay. So Summer breaks up with Tristan in front of everyone. Rory tries to be nice to Tristan. Tristan calls Dean an idiot for breaking up with Rory. And Rory says the same of Summer.
And they kind of have a moment.
They do.
He was like, I'm sorry for
Tristan. Yeah, Tristan apologizes for giving Rory a hard time at the beginning of the school year. And they kiss. And Rory starts crying. And she goes home and she says, I'm ready to wallow now.
Yeah. Well, no, she doesn't. She does go home. But once Mom gets there, Lorelai finds her on the couch with the tub of ice cream.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm ready to wallow now. Yeah.
Any other thoughts on this episode?
No. I just noted that, you know, Joe's the guy that they order pizza from.
Okay.
He's a recurrent character that we kind of know, but not really.
Okay.
I've
never noticed the name of the pizza guy.
It's Joe.
Joe. Okay.
Let me see. I feel like there was one other thing. Maybe not. Nothing super important.
Say it's time to move on to episode 18, The Third Lorelai.
This is a great episode. We finally get to meet Lorelai Senior.
The original Lorelai. So it's a this is a funny episode for Emily. I think this is a really great Emily episode.
It gives a lot of insight into why she is the way she is in some ways.
Yeah, I think this episode, I think there's several episodes. There's I can't remember.
Yeah, we learn a lot about Emily at the end of the season.
Yeah, there's one episode coming up, and I don't know if it's in this, will be in this podcast or the next one. Where I feel like we really start to understand Emily.
It's the next one. The next podcast that we'll get to.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But this one too.
So Friday night dinner, there's nothing really to talk about. They're sitting there in silence.
Emily's super annoyed that they're all sitting in quiet.
She talks about how the Kennedys have wonderful intellectual conversation at their dinners every night, and that they are no less than the Kennedys, so why can't they have a conversation?
And then Richard makes an announcement that his mother is coming. And then she freaks. Emily starts freaking out.
During that, Richard is telling Lorelai and Rory how much they're going to love his mother and how amazing she is. And the whole time, Emily is yelling, basically. Emily just keeps going, "When is she coming? When is she coming? Did I become invisible? Why won't anybody answer me? When is she coming?"
And Richard's like, "What?"
Richard finally says, "A week. She's arriving a week from today." So Emily, we see her in what I assume is the basement.
Yeah.
Or a storage room somewhere.
It's a room we've never seen before.
Correct. I don't know if we ever see it again. But Emily is trying to find all the things that they have been given.
We do see it again.
Okay. And so they have been given to by Lorelai the First to put out. She is freaking out. She is like going on a tirade. It's quite amusing. There are these statues of dogs that Lorelai comes in and she's talking to, like with Emily. It's quite an amusing scene. She said, Emily's freaking out. We find out that the last time that Lorelai the First visited was when our Lorelai was 12 years old. What was that? So it was when Lorelai was 12 years old. So it's been like 20 years.
Yeah.
We then cut to Chilton.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of awkwardness between Tristan and Rory. Because
they're doing like some group project.
Yeah, they're working on a group project. And so Paris
in
is,
the group, it's Tristan, Madeline,
Louise, Paris, Rory, and two random guys.
Yeah, like that one guy that leaves for Broadway or something. Isn't he in that group?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, just kidding. Okay. You'll find out.
Okay, so we're getting ready to start hitting the point where I have not watched seasons 2 through 4 in a really long time, so a lot of seasons 2 through 4 will be very new to me, newish. I mean, I've seen it before, but it's just been a while, and definitely not in order.
Yeah, we grew up watching them on ABC Family or
yeah,
whatever it's called
what
now.
Is at the
Freeform.
Point? Yeah, it's now Freeform. But at the time, I believe it was either Fox Family or ABC.
No, it's ABC Family okay. At that point. But you know, they always kind of play them out of order. We just watched them out of order, anyways.
Yeah. So Michelle and we flip to The Independence Inn, Michelle and Lorelai. Issues with the computer. Emily calls and says that she needs the hat rack back. And Lorelai's like, What are you talking about? And she goes, "The hat rack I gave you 3 years ago for Christmas. I need it back." Lorelai's like, "What? Why?" And she goes, "Because Lorelai the First gave it to me, and I regifted it to you." And Lorelai's like, "So what? You get this gift, and you're like, well, I don't like this, but I'm sure Lorelai will." Lorelai agrees to bring it.
And Lorelai, meanwhile, is like loving this. She is eating it up. She loves seeing her mother freak out, like how she freaks out with Emily.
Correct.
And it's just that she's loving it because Emily's in this vulnerable position. And, yeah.
Yeah. So, we flip them back to Chilton. Tristan and Rory talk. They say that the kiss meant nothing. Rory says it was a nice kiss. And he says he is going to swear off girls. Rory says, "I don't believe it," basically. And then says, "Maybe you should choose a girl with substance."
Yeah.
"Like Paris." Knowing that Rory knows that Paris likes Tristan, she's trying to be the good friend. She's trying to, you know, put her friend out there.
Yeah.
Lorelai's excited about Friday night dinner because of Lorelai the First and Emily's discomfort, and she's, like, freaking out over it. Richard calls Lorelai the First Trix, which we're going to start calling her Trix as well, because there's too many Lorelais otherwise. She goes on to say, ask if they're healthy, if Lorelai and Rory are healthy, and they say yes. And she goes, "Good, Gilmore's don't get sick."
That's a good impression.
It was not, but she also says that she appreciates self-sufficiency. It's a weird conversation.
Yeah.
Weird. She is weird, and the relationship between her and Richard is weird.
Yeah, like very unhealthy.
Yes.
Which we realize even more so when.
I also wrote down poor Emily. Because I'm sitting here watching, she keeps demanding, well, she doesn't even demand it. She Richard says, well, where are those nuts that
Trix
likes? And so Emily's running off to get nuts. And then she goes, well, I guess I can just hold them in my hand.
You really do do a good impression of her.
And so Emily then runs off to go get her napkin. And as soon as she comes back with a napkin, Emily says something like, well, it is 7:05. We were supposed to have dinner at 7. Let's retire to the dining room. And, like, poor Emily.
Yeah.
Trix also freaks out because Rory says she wants to go to Harvard and not Yale. And the Gilmores are Yales. Yaleys, that they go to Yale. They do not go to Harvard. How dare you allow her to think that she can go to Harvard? And Richard does, at that point, step up and say, hey, like, she can go where she wants.
Yeah.
Rory brings donuts and coffee for everyone in the study group the next morning.
That's so sweet of her.
It was.
It doesn't feel like she has, like, that sort of character.
Well, my guess is that she went, this is in my imagination, in my world of what happened, is she went to Luke's to get herself coffee, and Luke said, what are you doing up so early?
And maybe.
And yes, more. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
I don't feel like she bought coffee
in the right. For I don't picture her doing that.
No, I feel like, that, I feel like that's a Luke thing.
She's not very much into, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Tristan ends up asking Paris out. There was a Dawson's Creek reference there. I just wrote Dawson's Creek reference.
What part was it?
When Tristan asks Paris out, I think it was Louise was talking about something, and there was a Dawson's Creek reference.
I don't recall.
Anyways, Paris comes over freaking out, comes over to Rory and Lorelai's house. Rory ends up helping her. We flip over to the Friday night, or to the Saturday night dinner with Trix at the Gilmore house, with Lorelai was there. And she talks about... Lorelai or Sony mentions how that the rabbit was good, and she goes, I brought it from London. Like, okay, weirdo.
Yeah.
Trix also mentions that she is going to set up a trust fund for Rory. And this is where, like, the crux of everything.
Right. She figures out that
Lorelai borrowed money for children.
Right, and it's a loan, and, like, Lorelai's planning on paying it back. And this kind of appalls
Trix. So she says she's got a trust fund for Rory, and that she'll go ahead and give it to her so that she can pay for school. Emily freaks out and gets in Lorelai's head.
Yeah, this immediately puts Emily, like, on edge.
Yes.
And she's like, oh no, like, obviously she's gonna lose her granddaughter and her daughter and the relationship she has with them now.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's going through her mind. And she's like, I gotta put a stop to this. I have to protect what I have at all costs.
So she tells Lorelai, you can't give her this money, because then she doesn't need you. She doesn't need you to go backpacking through Europe. She doesn't need you for anything.
The backpacking across Europe is what got Lorelai there.
Correct.
So, like, that was the last thing she said.
Yes. So she was talking about she won't need you for anything. She could leave. She could do whatever she wants. She could just go backpacking through Europe by herself. She doesn't need you for anything. So Lorelai does not end up telling Rory when she goes home. The next morning we see Suki and Lorelai talking, and Suki realizes that Lorelai doesn't want to tell Rory about this trust fund and about the money. And she realizes that Emily is in her head. Lorelai realizes that Emily is in her head. And Emily ends up yelling at Richard, upset that Lorelai won't come back and that she's going to lose them, like you just talked about. We see the next morning, or the next morning when the group is meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Paris is gushing about her date with Tristan, but Tristan states that they are more friends.
The whole part where...
No, that's at the very end. Where they have tea?
No, where Paris goes over to...
I already talked about that. You were on your phone.
Sorry, I was looking for...
She's literally not paying bit of attention.
I am. I was looking for what else Trix has been in, because she looks familiar.
She was the one from Happy Days. I told you that. You didn't need to look it up.
I was looking to see what else she was in. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. I'm also a little bit tired.
Yeah, you've already said that before, too. So, Paris loved her date. Tristan states that they are better as friends, and slips that him asking her out was from Rory's recommendation. So now Paris is mad at Rory, and Tristan admits that he likes someone else. Rory's dense and thinks that he's still talking about Summer and not realizing it that Tristan likes Rory. Tristan's always liked Rory from day
Why
one.
Why he picked on her?
Gosh,
go back to preschool. That's what boys do when they like you at that age.
So then we go to tea with Trix, Emily, and Lorelai at the club. And Emily and Lorelai, or Lorelai kind of freaks out. Emily realizes that she got in Lorelai's head, and Trix ends up taking back the trust fund because she says that Lorelai is not mature enough to handle the trust fund. Nothing about Rory not being mature enough, but that Lorelai is not mature enough. And she ends up leaving early from her trip.
Yeah. So and then Emily's, like, remorseful that she
messed it up.
And she's like, we can get it back. And then we get back to Sars Hollow, and Lorelai tells Rory that she just lost out on half a quarter of $1 million.
Yeah, I don't know how much money it was.
It was a lot.
So that is. Do you have anything else from episode 18?
No, I didn't have a lot written for that one.
Okay. Let's move on to episode
19.
Emily.
That's a good one.
In Wonderland. There's a Friday night dinner, and Rory is trying to collect pictures of the family for a school project, and so she says she needs pictures of Emily and Richard, and she also needs baby pictures of Lorelai. And Emily says, this is so funny, Emily says that there are no baby pictures of Lorelai because she burned them at the age of 7 because her head was large. And Emily, and like Rory can't understand it, and Emily says, well, she just burned them all. And Lorelai said, you used to talk about my big head all the time. So, anyways. And they start talking about the new chairs. And Lorelai's like, they're not new chairs. And Emily and Rory are like, no, they're new chairs.
Yeah.
And then
so that brings up
antiquing. And Rory brings up Kim's Antiques and invites Emily to come to Stars Hollow to go antiquing on Saturday at Kim's Antiques. And so she agrees, and Lorelai's again like, no, I'm busy. Like, I can't hang with y'all. So the next morning at Lufstein,
I noted here too that
God, she just jumped at me.
I'm sorry.
Y'all, like, she literally stopped everything and goes and like stares at me and points her finger at me, and I don't know what just happened, but it was terrifying. Good grief. Like, you finally woke up or something.
Maybe.
It's not that funny.
I noted here too that Rory mentions that it's Elaine's parents' antique store.
Okay, so you're very... No, that's not even, like, that important. What?
It is, though, because we speculated on who Elaine's dad is.
I agree, in the year
in the life or whenever it is, we randomly see a father, and it's like, where was he all the series?
I have no idea.
I'm just taking notes.
Okay.
Every time we hear about Elaine's dad.
Luke's diner. Lorelai doesn't want her eggs staring at her, so Luke has put the eggs on top of the pancakes
or
the
toast.
I don't know. But also, I don't want, like...
Your food touching anyway.
No, not even that. I don't want my eggs to be that uncooked.
Yeah, no, me
neither. So, no thanks. Rachel comes in, and she's going through pictures that she took at the Firelight Festival, and she comes across, and she shows Lorelai and Luke a picture that she took of them.
And the fire... Light festival.
That's what I said 2 seconds ago.
Sorry, y'all. I have a problem.
So, and they're like, when did you take this? And she tells them, and
Luke gets really awkward.
Luke gets really awkward because Luke has feelings for Lorelai, and he's finally starting to admit to himself those feelings.
We haven't talked about it before Rachel even showed up, too. Like, there was definitely something there.
Correct. So Rachel shows Lorelai a picture of the Dragonfly Inn. This is the first time we hear or see anything about the Dragonfly. Yeah. Luke feels weird about Lorelai and Rachel hanging out.
Yeah,
he doesn't like it.
They're very different.
Yes.
They beg to differ.
Well, I think they would beg to differ, too. Lorelai shows up at the Independence Inn, and Rune, if we remember him, Jackson's cousin, is in the... There are people around. He is going to scare them away.
And then Jackson comes
Jackson comes in and he's like thanking Lorelai for helping out with Rune. But Suki is like in the background waving a spoon, like, stop talking. I haven't asked her yet. And Rory and So Lorelai is finally asked if she can give Rune a job. And a place to stay.
Yeah.
And we find that Rory and Lorelai lived in the potting shed at the Independence Inn when they first moved to Stars Hollow. And that this is where Rune will stay.
She, like, I didn't take note of this, and I was probably, like, not paying attention.
Or burping.
Yeah. Did she, like, ask Rory if it was okay that if he stays in there?
No.
Okay. So, no.
Okay.
Never mind.
So, Emily has arrived in Stars Hollow, and Rory convinces her that they need to walk through Stars Hollow so she can get the full tour.
But, like, when she initially gets there, I feel like she's automatically kind of, like, taking in how they live and, like, a little bit in shock, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's like she's getting a vision into, like, what they're like outside of Friday night dinners. Because, like, she steps in mud and ruins her shoe, but Rory's like, oh, I got something to fix it right up. Like, I don't know, just like a...
She ends up borrowing some of Lorelai's tennis shoes to walk because
heels
aren't going to work.
Yeah, Rory wants to walk and Emily wants to drive.
Yeah. We then see Rachel and Lorelai at the Dragonfly, where Lorelai admits that her and Suki want to open their own inn. And Rachel talks about how she's ready and wants to settle down.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, as they're chatting, we, like, see, indeed, they are similar.
Yeah.
Like, I think Luke's just trying to, like, not bring any kind of attention to the fact that Lorelai is his type.
Yeah. So Rory and Emily go into the antique store. Lane is upset because Henry hasn't called, the kid from the previous episode. Emily and Mrs. Kim negotiating is literally the most brilliant thing ever.
Yes. I said they've both met their match, and they're able to keep up with one another. Like, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, and then about meeting a match, Rune and Michelle.
Uh-huh.
That was quite amusing as well.
I also liked Emily meeting Michelle.
Yes, and Michelle were speaking French with each other, and Emily was obviously, like, enamored with him.
Yes, like she loves him. And then, like, she walks away, and she, like, looks at Rory, and she's like, well, he was a very charming man.
Yeah. Rory shows Emily the potting shed where they lived, and she was very upset.
Yeah, she was very, very upset. She, like, went, like...
She walked away.
Looked around. You could tell that shock was upon her. She walked away, put her sunglasses on. She couldn't even formulate a sentence, and she's just like, I have to go.
Yeah. Rachel and Lorelai are in Luke's apartment, which is located above Luke's. Rachel says that she might be leaving, which is shocking to Lorelai because they just talked about how she was going to stay. But she doesn't feel like Luke wants her there.
Yeah.
Henry finally called Lane. She wants... I don't know what I wrote here.
He wants her to
overthink. She loses it. That doesn't make any sense.
So he left a message.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
He left a message and said, hey, it's me. Give me a call back.
And so she's, like, overthinking.
Listened to it eight and a half times, but then Mrs. Kim comes in, so she, like, broke the whole answering machine. But then she started, because she had listened to it so many times and then couldn't listen to it anymore, she started overthinking it. So she was processing it through with Rory, and Rory's just like, he just wants you to call him back. Like, that's it. Just do it.
So she does call him back. She'd already call him back when she talked to Rory, because Rory says, just call him back. She goes, I already did. So Emily calls Rory and asks
about her different favorite things.
Yeah, so her favorite color is blue. Her favorite flower is a sunflower. She asks her NSYNC or 98 Degrees or the
Backside Boys.
She said, I don't really know, but if I had to choose, I guess NSYNC.
And the whole time, like, Lane's beside her freaking out, like, who is asking these questions? Like, why?
Then they call it a sick take on the Gallup survey. So, there's that. Lorelai and Luke, she follows him into the storeroom. Like, she is basically questioning him. He says he doesn't like her hanging out with Rachel. He says they not to get attached to her because she doesn't stick around. And Lorelai says she thinks that Rachel wants to stay, but that he needs to voice that to her. Lorelai and Rory are watching a movie at the Red, White, and whatever theater, Red and White Theater, whatever it's called.
We need to pay attention to that.
I do. Well, every single time. I have it written down somewhere. Kirk is annoyed because they're talking, and he yells at them. And then once the movie starts, Kirk's phone goes off, and he can't figure out how to turn it off, and it's pretty awesome. When the girls show up for Friday night dinner, Emily has made a room for Rory, including all the things that she had told her about. Emily is mad that they lived in the shed, in the potting shed, and her and Lorelai get into a fight over
she's
it.
She's like, you left me.
To go live like a hobo is what she said.
Black, White, Red bookstore.
Theater. Yeah.
Theater.
Rachel tells Lorelai that Luke is opening up, and it's thanks to her. And then Lorelai and Rory note that the coffee tastes different. And then we close the episode with seeing Lorelai and Rory and Suki, at the Dragonfly Inn. Suki's freaking out because there's not enough space and not enough stuff in the kitchen, and the kitchen's not big enough, and how do these people have an inn with a kitchen like that? And Lorelai and Rory are just kind of sitting there enjoying some coffee, just looking at the place. That's the end of the episode.
Pretty good episode. We start to kind of see those things that make Emily, Emily.
Yeah.
Especially with her relationship with Rory. And we'll come to see that bedroom is kind of important.
Yeah.
How many minutes are we
at? We're at 41. Okay. Yeah.
That's normal.
Anything else for this episode?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, there's only one more podcast episode for season one, and then we'll be starting season two.
So as we are finishing up or wrapping up season one, start thinking about and letting us know what you want to see in season two. If you want to see anything different, if you are interested in co-hosting with us or guest hosting with us for an episode, we'll want to have some other insights for a couple episodes probably. So start thinking about that, and
make sure to like and subscribe, and
follow us on
Instagram at Rewatch with Steph and Suze. If you have any questions, you can send us a message through Instagram. That's probably the best way to get in contact with us. All right, thanks for listening. We appreciate everyone who is joining us on this journey.
Alrighty,
bye.
Bye. See you soon.